Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 4, 2020. Coronavirus outburst. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, April 4, 2020. The coronavirus isn't just another outburst. All over the world, it is forcing us to rethink our way of life. Right now, we're worried about our livelihood, understandably. But this is just another sign that the COVID-19 crisis isn't just a health crisis, it is first and foremost a social crisis, exposing the ills in our society. When the dust settles from the battle with the superbug, we'll have to rethink everything: how we make a living and at whose expense, how we bring up our children and what values we teach them, how we treat each other and what merit we give to our lives by focusing solely on our own benefit. With all the ills of American society, depression, desperation, and growing violence, and with the mounting international tensions between superpowers, and even with regional powers such as North Korea and Iran, the break from madness that the virus has imposed on us is likely to have saved humanity from a much worse cataclysm. But if we don't seize the moment and change ourselves now, then we'll have wasted the lives of the victims and mayhem will ensue. Methods of getting out of dissents. Question: what are the methods for getting out of dissents? Answer: the most effective method is to have an appropriate environment. Balhar Sulam writes in his articles that the influence of the environment on a person is the most important and powerful way to get out of any state, because you join a group and it involuntarily pulls you along. In a group of like-minded people, you go through different states, study together, participate in workshops, perform actions even mechanically. Thus, the group will influence you, and everyone will be able to exit himself. Question: and then the dissent will pass? Answer: yes, but what exactly will pass? If you come to the appropriate society, engaged in spiritual elevation, then eventually, you begin to rise with them. This is the first thing. Secondly, if there is no group nearby, then I advise you to immediately open the internet, go to our website, and look for all kinds of lessons. First of all, I recommend reading the article "There Is None Else Besides Him." Question: you can open a book? Answer: of course, because you are somehow connecting with the author. Therefore, the environment can be not only people, although this is the most effective, but also different media resources. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 27, 2019. The time has come for the Creator to draw near. Question: the interest in the wisdom of Kabbalah is growing. Does this mean that the Creator is getting closer to us? Answer: of course. The time has come for the Creator to draw near. On one hand, it is an unpleasant feeling because attributes that are in contrast to our ego emerge in us. But on the other hand, it motivates us to search for the right contact with the new attributes that emerge. Nature is revealed at a new level, and we must gradually enter into contact with it. This, of course, is no simple matter. Therefore, it is actually now that the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed and it explains what is happening to us. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 26, 2020. How can we advance toward the impossible? Comment: while listening to the lesson, I came to the conclusion that we are going to undergo repulsive states in which I will have to do unpleasant things, which I don't want to do at all. My response: of course you don't want to. There is nothing more repulsive than working against our ego. It is simply impossible. Question: so where do I find the power to advance toward the impossible, toward something that is unpleasant? Who will give me the desire and the power to do that? Answer: ask why the Creator puts you under these conditions. It is so you will ask Him for power and thus connect to Him. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 12, 2020. Period of Wandering, Part 4. The goal of the four exiles of the people of Israel. Question. The Jewish people went through four exiles. The first, the Egyptian exile, lasted 210 years. Next, the Babylonian exile lasted 70 years, then an even shorter Assyrian, Babylonian exile, and the very last exile endured for about 2,000 years. The Book of Zohar says, why were the people of Israel enslaved among all nations? In order for the world to be exalted with their help. Yehuda Halevi writes in the book The Khuzari, there is a hidden wisdom in the fact that nature leaves us in exile. Later sources also say that Jewish knowledge after the destruction of the first temple spread throughout the world. There are so many historical facts how the ancient Greeks learned from the prophets. In particular, Baal HaSulam in his article The Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy writes, sages of Kabbalah observe philosophic theology and complain that they have stolen the upper shell from their wisdom, which Plato and his Greek predecessors had acquired while studying with the disciples of the prophets in Israel. Does this mean the exile itself was a programmed event? Answer, yes. We see this from the ancient sages of the times of Rabbi Akiva who knew that there would be a first and second exile. In addition, it was known in advance when all the people would come together again and what would happen to them in our time. Question. So people don't have any freedom of choice at all? Answer. People have freedom of choice. It consists only in accelerating these events, but in no case skipping them. Question. For what purpose were the people of Israel driven out of their land? Answer, the fact is that a person must feel himself completely remote from all other people, both in the people of Israel and throughout the world. Moreover, such a mixture should be achieved between them that they are an almost homogeneous mass. Therefore, the people of Israel went into exile in order to psychologically and morally mix with the peoples of the world. Only after this was it possible to return and restore the people of Israel, first in unity among themselves, and then with the peoples of the world. In the process of exile, there was a relocation of special qualities, the so-called points in the heart, capable of uniting with each other and revealing the Creator. It comes from the people of Israel and goes to all the nations of the world. Therefore, we see that in the process of exile there was a kind of infusion of the people of Israel into other peoples and the peoples of the world into the people of Israel. From Cab TV's Systematic Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, July 15, 2019.